Good afternoon. I'm Blake Hodge sitting in for Aaron Keck today. He has had the last few days off, so very well deserved. So thank you for hanging out with us on this Thursday, April the 9th of 2014. We've got a special guest in the studio with us today, and we've been talking about the healthiest you for a few weeks now, it feels like. We think back to that kickoff night and broadcasting over there from UNC Healthcare, and feels sometimes like it was just a couple of days ago, but you've been on the other side of it, so I'm sure you can tell us the exact timeline and body starting to feel it there. Brian Thornburg joining us here today.
Blake,
thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me in. Really
appreciate
it.
How has everything been going so far with HealthiestU?
You know, I'll say as a program, the whole HealthiestU program has been terrific. I'm so grateful to WCHL and all the sponsors for helping us out with this. It's been, for me personally, just the kick in the backside I needed to get moving on my own personal journey to get a little, actually a lot fitter and more healthy. They've been terrific at UNC Wellness with education programs and encouragement. It also helps that it's kind of a game. There's points to be earned, not just for losing weight, but also for showing up and going to like nutrition seminars and trying new classes. So it's a really well-rounded program. I'm very impressed, very impressed.
Well, I'm glad, thank you for saying that we are helpful there, but it's all about you getting out there and doing it and finding new ways to keep it interesting, mm-hmm. especially as you're getting started, because showing up is a hard thing to do as you're starting this. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the biggest obstacles that was hard to overcome at the beginning?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm as a gentleman in my 50s, I know this keeping fit and getting moving is so important, but it's so easy to just kind of fall off and allow yourself to not do that. So having this as a reminder of why it's important, I just know that ever since I started, it's been 6 weeks now, so we're just finishing up the whole program. But at the start of the 6 weeks, just getting started was hard, but now that I've been doing it, I feel so much better. I've lost a few pounds. Met some great people. I'm on the Red Jersey Mike's team.
Yeah, that was going to be my next thing. How does the team aspect of that help out to have some other people be there to keep you accountable along the way?
Well, first, it's good to be accountable. That does help. But also people who are in your same situation who are looking for some encouragement, a little knowledge, a little learning about how to do this well. We started with 8 people. I think we have 7 now. And some great people. Just knowing that you're kind of starting this journey together allows you to bond a little bit. So, we've made dates to with various team members to meet at the wellness center to do some exercising together. Once a week, we'll meet with one of our coaches. UNC Wellness assigns a coach to each team to weigh in once a week, but also to answer questions, actually do one workout a week together as a team. It's been my favorite part, as I met some really nice folks on the Red Jersey Mike's team, and I feel like we've done a good job together. Yeah,
wonderful. That's what we like to hear. And you keep mentioning the education part of this. I think that's. Can you talk a little more about that? Because I think that's a really important part as well.
Sure. Well, they've set this up very well at UNC Wellness, that this is not a weight loss competition, that it's really about the whole person, and it's about learning how to be a fit person. So they've offered 4 different lectures that we could go to about intuitive eating and fitness 101, a couple other nutrition classes. So, and they also encouraged us to read one of the tasks that we had on our list of things to fill up, a bingo card. We were given a bingo card with different tasks that we could accomplish, and if you finish the whole thing, you get extra points toward the end. And I think there's going to be a raffle on Wednesday when there's a live broadcast at UNC Wellness. And one of them was to read an article and write down the citation of it. So that's the best part of the education. And these coaches have been just terrific. If we have any questions at all, very approachable, very knowledgeable. The thing I'm really impressed about with UNC Wellness is that it's so much more than just a gym. I mean, there's plenty of options for gyms around here, but I'm wondering, since it's affiliated with UNC, that it has more of an education kind of an approach to it, which I'm finding I appreciate so much.
Absolutely, and knowing more about it as you're going through that process, I'm sure makes it even more rewarding and gives you a little more drive to continue on.
Very helpful, very helpful. Yeah.
I don't know if there's a way to kind of boil this down to one thing, but just lifestyle-wise, how has this changed, changed everything?
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about that, how, okay, so I got this great opportunity to participate in this program, but if anybody's listening to this, how are they going to feel? It's like, oh, wow, he got to be in this program, but what does that mean for me? But I think the biggest thing I've learned is just get started. If you commit to something, even something small, start walking. You know, if you want to join the gym, great, but don't feel like you have to be perfect at it. You know, just do something. You know, if you can get yourself going, you do end up feeling a little better, which you can then build some momentum and maybe try some other things. But it's not like you have to run a marathon, you know, right when you walk in. It's not like that. Or you have to shed 50 pounds when you walk in. It's not like that. You know, a couple of pounds off because you're doing things a little smarter. I think that's the thing that's the big takeaway for me is, you can do this. If I can do this, y'all, you know, and sitting in your cars and at home listening to this, you can do this too. It's just a matter of getting started. And look out for folks who can help you with some information and some advice.
And being willing to accept that advice can be a harder thing too at times, because I'm kind of in that point now of realizing I should probably be doing I'm at a point of zero starting point, but trying to do a little something. And like you said, just walking, just getting out there to do something can be so helpful, and I think having people along the way to do it with, I'm sure, is helpful as well to keep everybody engaged and keep it fresh.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is also finding folks you might want to do this with, because you know we've started with this team of people, and we've met once a week. You know, sometimes more than that, but officially we met once a week. But you know, we've actually made a commitment. We're just at this week. We decided, you know what, we're going to try to keep this going. So we've asked our coach, would she be willing to meet with us once, or you know, once every week or once every other week, and just continue what we've been doing even after this challenge ends? And she's agreed to it. So our team is going to try to keep going, you know, keep the journey moving.
The Jersey Mike's team is not going to stop at week 6.
It doesn't look that way. It looks like we've committed to just keep it open-ended and keep working toward, you know, keep this fitness journey going.
What about the bit of competition, friendly competition, I would say, with the other teams? How has that been going with trying to keep everybody motivated to reach that finish line strong?
Right. You know, it is a competition, but, you know, at the same time, it's probably more of a competition with yourself. Yes, you have a team, and I apparently the teams, if you have a team that may have the best score at the end, there may be some prizes, but I mean, what I'm finding is that my biggest competition was in my own head. We're not terribly aware of the other teams unless we talk to people. So we just keep trying to do our best each as an individual, encourage each other to come on, let's go to this class, we'll get a bingo point. But it really is more of an individual thing, which is also a great thing, because when this ends, I mean, yes, our team's going to continue, but when this ends, we're all going to be left there to decide to continue or not. So what I've learned is it's really in my head. It's something that I'm going to continue. So that's where the competition is. It's like, can I keep this up? Yeah, I'm going to give it a good shot.
That's a great mindset and realization, probably not to get philosophical, but for life in general.
Oh, absolutely.
Of competing against yourself to do a little better.
Sure, so. Which most competitions really are. It's really you're competing against yourself.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us an update. Congratulations.
Thanks.
On all of your success so far. I'm so glad to hear that it's been helpful and that it's something that you want to continue once the actual parameters of the program may go away. I'm so glad that it's something that hopefully is going to stick around.
It's been terrific, and I'd highly encourage everyone in the listening audience, when this rolls around probably next year, go for it. Give it a shot and see what it can do for you.
Well, I think that's been a near consensus reaction, so hopefully, as you're saying, everything will just continue strongly on into next year as well. Brian, if there's anything else you would like to add?
That'll do it for me.
All right. Well,
thanks
so much
for having me in.
Absolutely. We certainly do appreciate you taking a few minutes to come by today.